Welcome to this special edition, Agriculture Awareness and Safety, in-depth news magazine on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today's program is brought to you by Fuller's Petroleum, Van Wall Equipment, Dallas Mutual Insurance Association, Perry Greenhouse and Supply, and Bob and Joe's RV Center. This segment of our special edition, Agriculture Awareness and Safety, in-depth news magazines, is brought to you by Fuller's Petroleum and Van Wall Equipment.
Welcome to our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety in-depth program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. We're speaking with Jeff Hafner. He's the owner of Early Morning Harvest in Panora, and today we're going to be talking about aquaponics and diversification on small farms. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
Yeah, so first of all, let's talk about aquaponics. It's, I'm sure, a term that not a lot of people have heard of, but it's something that you guys do very well out here. Kind of talk about what it is and why you're involved with it.
So aquaponics is a combination of hydroponics, which is growing plants without soil and water, and fish farming or aquaculture. Put the two words together, you have aquaponics. It's an enclosed system. The wastewater from the fish feeds the plants, provides nutrients for them, and plants in turn clean the water for the fish. So it is an enclosed system.
And what advantages or disadvantages does this system offer that, say, conventional gardens or conventional farming doesn't exactly offer?
So one of the advantages is it can be year-round. There are some people that just do summer systems. The other advantage is it's something that can be done inside. So there's been people out here looking at converting old warehouses in downtown cities to aquaponics. Being an enclosed system, water management is very good. One of the disadvantages is it's a little more capital intensive.
You got a lot of different services or different products that you guys have, from ranging from granola, flour, beef sticks. You got dried basil and herbs like that, things you can buy in the store. Otherwise, you grow a lot of other particular plants or flowers I see around here. So what's the importance, I guess, in having a diversified operation?
Being diversified, that way, if Mother Nature throws you a curve or something happens, something else can pick up the slack. It helps add diversity to your cash flow. Bankers kind of like that. Another thing is it also helps support the local economy. The store, as you said, has many products in it. We've just added a bunch of things from other local Iowa producers, cheeses and yogurts and that type of thing. Even in Mother Nature, you talk about the plants in the greenhouse. A lot of plants are synergistic with each other, geraniums and peppers, tomatoes and carrots, that type of thing. So diversification works good in both operations and in Mother Nature.
Absolutely. And one of the things that you guys talk about out here is being organic. Now, we hear about it all the time, and some outlets may claim to be organic, and others may just be able to slap the name on there as a convenience. When we look at a product and it says organic, what should we expect out of that product?
So being certified organic, you have to meet National Organic Program rules and or NOP rules, and you get inspected every year and they go through your records. You have to meet those standards. A product in the store, if it meets those standards, can put on the USDA certified seal. The other term a lot of people use is raised or produced organically, but it's not necessarily certified organic. So that's the big difference, whether it's certified or if it's just raised organically. That goes back to know your farmer. There's the buy local trend. Find a farmer, a gardener, whoever raises your eggs, whoever buys your milk. See if you like their practices. Go visit their farm. That's behind that movement.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition Agriculture Awareness and Safety in-depth news magazines is brought to you by Dallas County Mutual Insurance Association and Perry Greenhouse and Supply. This segment of our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth News Magazines is brought to you by Bob and Joe's RV Center and Fuller's Petroleum.
Welcome back to our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth program. We're continuing our conversation with our guest, Jeff Hafner, the owner of Early Morning Harvest in Panora, on aquaponics and diversification in farming. Just going off of getting to know your local farmer and getting out to those local establishments, what can the local establishments out here provide that maybe a grocery store or a supermarket maybe lacks or comes up short in?
The biggest thing is freshness. Freshness, and you know where it came from, you know the practices that was provided. Hometown Foods here in the local area and Fairways, they do a real good job of supporting the local guy. And so you can go in those grocery stores and see, you know, what they have for local products. After you do that, you know, contact the local farmer where those products came from and have a chat with him.
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, we're kind of changing in weather from winter to spring, and transitions may be a hard thing to look at, especially when you have this diversified of an operation. What are you doing right now, particularly between the spring or between the winter and the spring, and what do you usually look at when you're transitioning between seasons?
It's interesting because we just had the first day of spring by the calendar go by. By the calendar, it was spring, but Mother Nature's not ready for spring. So, you know, in transition from season to season, you have to be observant and read Mother Nature. Right now, we're cleaning seed so we can put in small grains. Their seedlings started, they'll go out into the garden. Equipment's being greased and gone through, so we're ready to go to the field. Mother Nature will tell us when it's spring.
Fabulous. And you know, earlier in the week, we were talking about education, farm education, and how we teach those next generation of farmers. Now, if somebody, let's say in high school, early college age, they're looking to figure out what they want to do in the future, and they're maybe thinking about aquaponics or a diversified operation such as this, what would you suggest to them when they get that first plot of land or that first warehouse?
Don't be afraid to make a mistake. And don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, everybody makes a mistake. I won't tell you how old I am, but I've made plenty of them. Just learn from them and go on. Keep researching and keep trying.
And out in this diversified area, there's a lot of different moving parts that goes on. I'm sure things change as the years change, especially in the 21st century with all the technology that we have. Asked this before in one of my interviews, but how is technology impacting your operations here?
Technology makes it easier. There's no doubt in that. My biggest thing, and I got a neighbor that says this, you just have to know when technology is lying to you. So still be observant. Make sure the data is correct because you can get really good data, but technology will make it easier for you.
And just a little bit of specifics about what is exactly in your operation. Do you have a particular breed of fish or a particular type that you use in your fish farming?
For our aquaponics, tilapia is the main fish we use. Several other varieties can be used, but we're all tilapia here.
And why is tilapia the choice for you guys?
90% of the aquaponics operations use tilapia. It was just the easiest to learn from.
And with all the different plant varieties, you know, you got the greenhouse here, so you can modify the temperature. But are there some that maybe those that want to get started in aquaponics should consider over others?
Lettuce seems to be the most common thing in aquaponics. Tomatoes and basil have worked really well for me. The herbs have started working really well for me. Every greenhouse is different. Every operator is different. So get out there and try it and see what happens.
We will be right back with more of our program on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth News Magazines is brought to you by Van Wall Equipment and Dallas Mutual Insurance Association. This segment of our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth News Magazines is brought to you by Perry Greenhouse and Supply, and Bob and Joe's RV Center.
Welcome back to our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth program. We're finishing up our conversation with our guest, Jeff Hafner, who's the owner of Early Morning Harvest in Panora. I think in this day and age, we have a lot of public opinion as to maybe what drives the market, especially now that maybe a lot of individuals are starting to get back out to these local shops and are starting to maybe see that there's more options out there. Have you changed your operation at all based on public opinion, or have any products that you've seen in the store really gone over really well with this area?
So public opinion is a good thing. Of course, it can go negative. The biggest thing, if you come out here, come with an open mind. I'm here to educate if you come through and walk through. I'll answer your questions. I'll tell you the truth. You may or may not like what you hear, but come with an open mind and come to learn.
Going off of that, have you seen any individuals come in maybe thinking one thing and leaving your operation thinking another thing?
I wouldn't say that, but there's a lot of eye-opening experiences out here just from the learning aspect. Some negative, some positive. A lot of people looking at getting into the business, usually eye-opening for them.
And, you know, with a lot of farms these days, they're going into it very large scale. You know, a lot of conglomerations are happening out there, and you don't see these small operations too often. What makes you still want to do this as experienced as you are, we'll say? And what's the advantage maybe or of the small scale as opposed to large scale farming?
So a couple interesting things there. My experience, I will tell a lot of people that I'll never call me an expert, but I'll tell you where I've made my mistakes. So as far as scale and size, it depends on what part of the operation. The aquaponics seems small. Maybe the row crops is a little bigger, or the cattle. One joke we have around here is the term size is usually one bigger than what you have. So the size of an operation is flexible. Can you manage it? That's the biggest question on size.
Absolutely. A lot of great things to cover here in terms of aquaponics, diversification, small versus large market, technology, teaching the next generation of farmers, all kinds of great things. Jeff, anything else you want to get out there about what you guys do here at Early Morning Harvest?
Just keep thinking. The old ways can be good. It doesn't hurt to try something new and keep experimenting. Agriculture's been pretty good at leaning forward with technology or the new thing, but a lot of the old things still work. So.
Fantastic. Once again, that's Jeff Hafner. He's with Early Morning Harvest out here in Panora, and we're talking today about aquaponics, diversification, and all kinds of other topics. So, Jeff, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And that's a look at aquaponics, diversification, and other topics with our guest, Jeff Hafner, owner of Early Morning Harvest in Panora, on our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.
This segment of our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth News Magazines is brought to you by Fuller's Petroleum and Van Wall Equipment. Thank you for tuning in to our special edition Agricultural Awareness and Safety In-Depth News Magazine on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. Today's program has been brought to you by Fuller's Petroleum, Van Wall Equipment, Dallas Mutual Insurance Association, Perry Greenhouse and Supply, and Bob and Joe's RV Center.